Imagine a massive university department, one steeped in tradition, deciding to completely shake things up. We're talking about fundraising, something absolutely vital. Today, on The Deep Dive, we're plunging into this proposal called The Shift, Modernizing Fundraising Operations. Our mission, to really unpack its core ideas, look at the challenges it's trying to fix, and maybe most crucially, explore the very insightful way it handles the human side of change.
Yeah, it's a fascinating set of documents, really, because it's not just about like business goals. It actually weaves in psychological principles quite deeply, which honestly, you don't see that often in these types of plans. We'll be looking at how they want to bring things up to speed, modernize, and really push for thinking larger and outside the box.
Okay, so let's get into the problem they're tackling. Mm. The author mentions the current system is out of date and out of touch with the reality being experienced by our students and their families. Mm. What's the real heart of the issue here?
Well, what's really interesting is how the document points out this lack of consistency. You've got different teams under the same big department umbrella, but their workflows totally different across schools and institutes.
So independence, but maybe too much.
Exactly. It sounds good, right? Independence. But here they call it a detriment. Mm. And the reason it's critical, these differences aren't just internal issues. They're actually being felt by the donors. Mm. Donors are reporting this back to leadership. So it's, exposing communication breakdowns.
Wow. Okay. So internal silos are actually hurting external relationships. That's significant.
It really is. It shows how internal structure can like directly impact how people outside see you, your stakeholders.
So given those communication issues and the outdated systems, what's the shift actually proposing? What's the core solution?
The main idea, the core of the shift, it's a pretty radical change in priorities. Okay. Fundraisers won't just focus on their own assigned school or institute anymore. The plan is for them to work across the board with all fundraisers throughout the university.
Or across the whole university.
Yeah. The stated goal is stronger ties within the body. They want teams working together across different areas in a way that's totally new for this department. It's about creating like a unified front.
That sounds like a massive cultural adjustment for people. Huge. But hang on, the proposal also says fundraisers will still be required to be experts in our assigned school.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work? How do they balance being an expert in one area with this need to collaborate everywhere?
That's a great question. And if you look at it from an organizational design perspective, it suggests they're aiming for a kind of hybrid model. Keep that deep, specialized knowledge that's valuable, but also build this broader, more integrated team effort.
Okay, so not ditching the expertise, but adding a collaborative layer.
Right. The document says this will strengthen our structural support and offer a more streamlined source of information for donors. The big picture goal, make things run smoother and more efficiently. And crucially, build trust with the people they want long-term relationships with.
Right. Trust seems key.
Absolutely. And the lesson there, I think, for any organization isn't choosing either specialization or collaboration. It's figuring out how to blend them smartly.
Okay. Strategy makes sense.
Yeah.
But these big changes often hinge on how people feel about them, right? How they react. And the proposal actually digs into this. There was an internal survey about problem solving and change. What did they find out about reactions to sudden change in the workplace?
Yeah, they did this survey. Sample size was 31, so pretty decent. And it found an overwhelming majority felt guided by both emotion and reason.
Equally.
Both equally. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And when asked if they felt calm or panicked during sudden change, most said a mixture of the two, which is just, so important. It shows people aren't just logical decision makers. Feelings play a huge role, even at work.
Okay, that makes sense. And this leads somewhere specific because the proposal connects these findings to that book, Switch, How to Change Things When Change is Hard. Can you explain the elephant and the rider idea and why it fits here? Absolutely. It's a really powerful metaphor. The theory says our mind has two sides. There's the elephant, that's our emotional, instinctual side, our gut feelings, desires, the sort of automatic reactions. And then there's the rider, that's our rational brain, the planner, the analyzer, the voice of reason.
Elephant for emotion, rider for reason. Got it.
Exactly. And the authors of Switch argue that for change to stick, especially difficult change, you have to appeal to both. You need to direct the rider, give clear, logical reasons, but you also have to motivate the elephant, tap into emotions, make people feel the need for change or the benefits.
So just logic isn't enough. You need the emotional buy-in too.
Precisely. And the university's survey results, they line up perfectly. They show the staff, even if they're a bit anxious about change, are equipped to handle it both emotionally and rationally.
Yeah.
What's really clever here isn't just citing the theory. It's that they actually use their own data from the survey to validate it for their specific context. That's quite forward-thinking change management.
Yeah, using their own data to back up the approach. That's smart. It makes it less abstract. Okay, so they've got the strategy. They understand the psychology. How does the shift actually play out day to day? What are the practical steps?
All right, the rollout. Well, several key things. First, all the fundraisers get refreshed portfolios.
Mm-hmm.
These will include prospects, some cold, some warm, but from different parts of the university, not just their assigned school.
So mixing it up, breaking down those silos in the actual work assignments.
Exactly. But importantly, the proposal stresses they will not lose those already significant prospects they've built relationships with. That's key for managing the transition smoothly.
Okay, that makes sense. And it's not just the fundraisers involved, is it?
No, definitely not. It's team-wide, all the support staff, they'll meet regularly to align administrative workflow accordingly.
Right.
So the background processes get integrated too. It has to be holistic.
Right. The support structure needs to change along with the front line.
Mm-hmm. And reinforcing that hybrid model again, everyone, fundraisers and support staff, still needs to be the expert for their assigned school or institute, so they can act as a resource for colleagues who might be working with a prospect from that area. Share the knowledge.
It really sounds like they're trying to weave collaboration into the fabric of the department. And then there's one more piece. Big. The belonging and inclusion group. What's the role of this initiative?
Yeah, BIG. It's a new working group. Their focus is on promoting the value of contributions from everyone inclusively. They're also forming a task force to look at future needs around inclusion, belonging, diversity, and equity, IBDE in the department.
Okay, so DEI work integrated into the operational shift.
Pretty much. They're even launching a website soon to communicate with the community about this. It really shows a holistic view. Modernizing operations isn't just about efficiency graphs. It's also about the culture, about creating an inclusive, trusting environment.
And that trust piece seems to run through everything.
It absolutely does. It's about trust internally, among colleagues navigating all this change together. And it's about trust externally with the donors investing time and, well, money.
What a fascinating look at organizational change. We've gone from diagnosing those internal issues, the fragmentation, to seeing how they're using psychological insights like the elephant and rider to guide the transition. It's all aimed at boosting collaboration, strengthening those relationships inside and out.
It really is quite comprehensive, and it leaves us with a pretty powerful question, I think, for you listening. How might understanding this dynamic, this interplay between the elephant, our emotions, and the rider, our rational side, how might that apply beyond a huge university project like The Shift? Think about managing change in your own life or maybe in your team at work, whatever field you're in. What practical insights does this give you for leading change or even just navigating it yourself more effectively than just focusing on the logical plan?